that was really Dimitri's thing, because he was not a musician, but he was a showman, was and is in whatever he does. And you know, he came up with ideas, and then if they were actually physically possible, we would do them. It was a good partnership in that he like came up with crazy ideas and I came up with music, and they fit together. Well, like a guy standing there, one time we were playing in East Lansing, and he decided we would get a bunch of chickens and put them in cages that were too small for the chickens to move, basically just entrapped in this piece of chicken wire. So the idea was the chickens would be angry, and they'd be, you know, trying to escape and making a lot of noise while we were playing. I don't know if they did that so much because I wasn't really watching the chickens while we were playing. I had other things to do. But then the trouble with that was at the end of the night, we didn't know what to do with these chickens. We're in, you know, East Lansing at 2 o'clock in the morning with a bunch of chickens. So we're driving around downtown Lansing, and we spotted a USA Today newspaper vending box, and that kind of solved it for us. We put a chicken in each newspaper box around downtown Lansing, and then just pictured, you know, people on their way to work the next morning, putting a quarter in to get out their morning newspaper, and instead getting a live chicken. Which reminds me of the one thing that happened in New York. One of our earliest gigs, we were playing at this little club in the East Village, and there was hardly anybody there. And we had just like at last minute improvised a stage set, which was goat's heads impaled on sticks around the stage. And the trombone player who had just joined us just before that gig took one look at the goat's heads and quit the band at the end of the set. That was enough for her. Not like they were live goat heads or anything. They were from the butcher shop. Not like we went out and butchered goats just for this thing. They were just going to sell them to some old Greek lady to make soup with anyway. Why not put them on a stick? No. But I wish I could have seen the looks on those guys' faces who went out to get their morning paper the next day. And because we took the chickens out of the cages and just like pushed them into the newspaper box and closed it up.